years, including action figures and pops and that type of thing. So we decided to kind of combine everything, and all the conventions that we've been to have also been growing with their types of genres and types of people, so we wanted to make sure there's a little bit of everything, kind of eclectic. So we have, Tom's been busy, and we've been busy trying to recruit a lot of different vendors so they can show off their comics, new and old, and whatever collectibles they might have. And part of it, too, is arts and crafts. So you have people expanding their arts and crafts talents with the genre of sci-fi, fantasy, including Star Wars and Star Trek, all the normal things people would think about. But, of course, Marvel and DC, those worlds.
Start.
I was going to say the normal thing for a convention, it's kind of like a three-legged stool here. You have the vendors, which they want to make money, but they also have, once-in-a-lifetime items that you can't find anywhere. We have celebrities. That's to help get the attendees into the convention. And then you have the attendees who just want to come and have a fun time. We have professional cosplayers, and we'll have costume contests as well. It's just basically a meeting of all the nerds in the area to come out.
All the nerds. Okay, yeah.
All the nerds.
All right, let's get some particulars. When and where this year?
It is February 24th and 25th in 2024. And it will be at the Nittany Valley Sports Center. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. Saturday is 10 to 7, and Sunday is 10 to 5. We're trying to get more Penn State students involved, so we're going to have a free bus shuttle from East Halls to the Convention Center. And I'm in the Sports Center. And the Sports Center is only 3 miles away from Beaver Stadium. I mean, it's right down the road on your way to the airport.
Yeah, I was going to say, for folks who aren't familiar, Nittany Valley Sports Center is relatively new facility, and it's on Fox Hill Road, as if you're going from Beaver Stadium, yeah, literally, Beaver Stadium to State College Airport. It's, I think it would be on the left, if I recall.
Yeah, Burnell Road is,
that
it's
is
off
correct.
Of Burnell. Yeah.
Okay.
And is this is a family-friendly event, I'm assuming, that the kids are welcome, and there's kids' activities there as well?
Yes. Basically, it's a family-friendly event. Specifically, we have kids 10 and under.
10 and under are free on Sunday. 5 and under are free both days.
Then we have the
Alliance of Heroic Hearts. Will also be there. They're the student cosplayers, and they'll be doing balloon animals or face painting and things like that. There's plenty of kids' activities. We have, we're going to have a mock-up of the Enterprise bridge.
Oh,
so kids can
wow.
go and get their pictures taken on top of that. That's from, they're coming in from Pittsburgh, the USS Solstice. And then, Maureen, you just mentioned the Jedi. Or we can't say Jedi because they'll get sued. The Padawan Learning Institute will be there, and they'll be teaching kids how to fight with a lightsaber. Not real lightsabers. They'll be pool noodles.
Pool noodles, yeah.
No one will die in the filming of this convention.
And completely different than Jedi, in case that's what you were thinking, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Nothing to do with Jedi.
Got
Thank
it.
You, Lucasfilm. Nothing. We love you. George
Absolutely.
Yeah, no live lightsabers with little Padawans, all right? They're not going to do that. But, Tom, seriously, you're going to have a full mock-up of the Enterprise Bridge? Really?
Yes, we asked the USS Solstice, which is a professional cosplayers stationed in Pittsburgh, and they're going to bring that up as well as a Borg assimilation unit as well. So we'll have that. We'll have the stormtroopers from the 501st Garrison Corita in. We'll have a Chewbacca. Someone who's very looks like Chewbacca will be there. And then we're also going to have a Dalek from Doctor Who.
Wow, this is... Oh, man, I'm having fun already. 3 months cannot go by fast enough. This is going to be a blast. Actually, here's a... Oh, my goodness, I forgot his name. He's been Chewbacca in the last couple of Star Wars movies. In other words, he's the guy in the suit. It's a former Penn State basketball player.
Yeah.
What's
he played for Penn State, and he's a Penn State graduate. We have been trying so hard to get a hold of him because we would love to have him. Down the road, we'd love to have him. We'd love to have Jonathan Frakes, who's also another Penn Stater.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know Star Trek, he was number one in the Next Generation.
Will Riker.
Will Riker. But I think for now, that's down the line if we can get a hold of their agents and make sure we're successful with our current stock to go and get those bigger stars.
Yeah, back on the old show one morning. Now, this is going back, oh, my Lord, 27 or 8 years ago. We had Jonathan Frakes on the old show. It was Blue White Weekend in April, and he was back for Blue White Weekend, and it snowed in April. Yeah, that's weird. Snowed in April.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Kev and I actually interviewed him over at the old Penn State Ice Pavilion because we were doing a promotion with them that morning. And we had Jonathan Frakes come over to the old Ice Pavilion. He's looking like at us like, why am I in an ice pavilion? Why are you talking to me here? We had to get him. But that was a fun interview with him. Tom, you got to get him. You got to find a way to get him.
Do you have his number? Do you still have his number?
Okay. All right.
He'll dig through his Rolodex.
Believe me, we are trying to get him. We have been talking to...
not yet.
Yeah, we've been talking to his agent. It's just we're not there yet financially, I believe. As you know, with many stars, to get them there, usually you have to do a guarantee. And if they don't sell enough to meet that guarantee, you're on the hook for the rest of it.
Yeah.
And obviously, the bigger the star, the higher the guarantee. But I know eventually we will get there because we're getting a lot of support from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Happy Valley Brewing Company, the Happy Valley Hotels. It's kind of like this whole group of organizations coming together to make sure this is a successful event.
Well, Tom and Maureen, if you want a big star like yours truly, if you provide a bowl of ice cream, I will show up. I will be there. But it needs to be a full bowl of ice cream.
Well, I know you're going to have fudge and bubble tea.
Oh, well now, that's just a bonus. Now I'm all in.
Got to be creamery ice cream. Got to be creamery.
I actually prefer Meyer Dairy.
Flavor. Meyer Dairy. Yeah. All right.
It's a superhero flavor.
There you go.
There you go. Curious for both of you. Is there a favorite superhero or character that each of you have?
Oh my! It's funny because my brother and I started collecting together, and he usually went with the DC side of things, while I usually went with the Marvel side of things. I know his favorite is Superman. Mine, I've always been partial to, let's say, Daredevil or Spider-Man. I prefer that kind of, and I always liked Marvel a little bit better than DC, as well as the movies, as much as the characters. It was just different. Maureen, what's one of your favorites?
Well, I was exposed to comics from my older brother, who kind of bought them on the sly because my parents thought they were...
Funny books.
So I got into the X-Men characters, and I got into Spider-Man and the Avengers and those kind of things. But I was always partial to Spider-Man.
Yeah, as a kid, I loved... Spider-Man was mine, and my 8-year-old... he has at least 2 of his own Spider-Man costumes that he wears and loves doing. We have a Spider-Man pajama suit as well. Spider-Man is definitely his favorite. There's something about Spidey that I do think resonates with With kiddos especially, but kiddos and adults alike.
All right, now, folks, we have about a minute and a half till we have to take a break. I have a serious question, and this is a serious question.
Oh, boy.
And it's one that I brought up the other day. I mean, folks, is it possible that we're just really starting to get tired of superheroes? And I'm looking at, you know, the movies. What is it still out? A movie called The Marvels, which has Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that hasn't been doing as well.
And
as,
the recent superhero movies are just not cutting it. Is it possible, folks, we're just really, after, what, 20 years of this, I think, we're starting to get tired of superheroes? Yes or no?
I think to an extent, I think, one, it's unfair post-COVID to compare movies. People are not going to the movie theater, period. I mean, I'll wait, and we'll watch the stuff on streaming on Disney. It's only $15 for a month compared to $30 for three people just for one movie. I think it's an oversaturation. I mean, if you have Disney Plus, you had four or five superhero television series, which were movies, already. It used to be a bigger event for a Marvel movie. You'd have one or maybe two per year.
Yeah.
Now, hey, Loki's out. Hey, WandaVision's out. Hey, Winter and Soldier is out. And The Falcon. And all these different shows are coming out.
The storylines are not as original as they used to be. I mean, there's no big surprises anymore. So, in a sense, with the market being saturated or flooded, that type of thing, I think we are losing a bit of interest in the media aspect of it, but not so much as the idea of superheroes. I think that will always be there.
All right, folks, I want you to hold on. We have to take a commercial break here. We're talking about Happy Valley Comic Con, which sounds like a fun event. Not for 3 months, late February. We'll come back and talk more about this. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead, exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. Fox on the run. The Fox.
Basketball returns to the Jordan Center hardwood this week, beginning with the Penn State Lady Lions hosting Radford Wednesday night at 6 p.m. The Lady Lions are 6-1 after a 7-point win over Providence Sunday. Challenging games against West Virginia and Ohio State are on the schedule in the next 2 weeks.
Penn State men will look to shake off a disappointing 0-3 showing at the ESPN tournament in Florida last week when they entertain regional foe Bucknell Saturday at noon.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
The Nittany Lions fell to 4-3 as they gave up 86 or more points in each loss. They'll begin Big Ten play next week with games against Maryland and Ohio State. Stay tuned for local high school basketball action this winter here on 98.7 The Fox. Seasons begin for area teams this weekend into next week. Listen here for action from all six Center County schools, boys and girls, along with the call on local high school wrestling.
Windy and very cold, flurries and some snow squalls that could quickly coat the ground, cover roads, and cause icy, dangerous traveling conditions. The overnight low tonight, 22. The high tomorrow, 28, but it'll feel like it's in the teens. Some leftover flurries into Wednesday. Low tomorrow night, 20. Wednesday, not as harsh. The high, 36. Then temperatures will moderate later in the week. This is WeatherBell.com Chief Meteorologist Joe Bastardi.
Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 FM, The Fox, needs your help during the holiday season. We're teaming up with the Weiss Market Stores and State College to fight hunger in our community. On December 1st and 8th, Sports Radio 98.7 FM, The Fox, will broadcast live from noon to 6 p.m., asking for donations of non-perishable items that will go to the food bank at State College. Join us on Friday, December 1st, at the Rolling Ridge Weiss Market location and help make a difference and help support the efforts of the food bank at State College.
The Fox!
Santa's coming to town!
The Fox Sports 98.7 with the original Christmas Wish Contest. Santa Fox wants to grant your Christmas wish during the 12 days of Christmas.
What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Email us your Christmas wish at thefoxsports987@gmail.com. That's thefoxsports987@gmail.com.
Totally up to Santa Fox, but you may be one of the lucky Fox fans. Get your wish granted.
And you don't even have to sit on Santa's lap.
You sit on a throne of lies. Not like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
It's the original Christmas wish gift contest.
From the radio station that believes in keeping Jesus Christ in Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Sports Radio 98.7. That's fun!
Turn it up!
Turn it up! Turn it up!
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys 98.7 The Fox!
Let's Talk is the name of the program. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox is the radio station. Jeff and Scott with you on this Tuesday morning. And yeah, use a little extra caution if you're out and about. There are still some slippery spots, or as many in the area would say, some slippy spots. If you're out and about this
slippy spot,
be careful.
Slippy.
Yeah, and go right up your room before you head out.
It's going to be cold today, folks. We'll talk more about that in a bit. Again, we have our friends from Happy Valley Comic Con Convention, which is coming up here in about 3 months in late February. Tom Range. And Tom, I'm embarrassed. Your wife's with you, and I missed her name.
Maureen.
Maureen. Okay, there we go. Oh, man, I am all excited about a full Enterprise bridge. I mean, I feel like a kid. Oh, I want to come see this thing. Oh, I mean, this is awesome. Now, first off, I mean, Tom, folks, this is not free, all right? People are going to buy tickets to this. Can you give us some information on that, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can buy them online now, and they're discounted. The normal price is on Saturday it's $15, on Sunday it's $10. If you buy a 2-day pass, it would just be $20. But if you go online now up until the end of December, you can get the tickets for $13 for Saturday, $8 on Sunday, or $18 for both. And then you also have an option. We call it the early entry option. It's for $10 more. But you get two limited edition lithographs by artists that are at the convention that you could get signed for free there, and you get to go in 45 minutes early. Some people like doing that so they can get into the convention, spot out the best deals, and have 45 minutes before the regular attendees come in and or people buying at the door. You can only do early entry at online. You won't be able to buy it at the door. So if you want to get in early, check out the best deals and get those limited edition lithographs, you have to go and buy your tickets online.
For Penn State students, we have $6. I think that's for both days.
Yeah, flat fee, $6 a day.
Wow.
And then again, okay, we mentioned that children under 10 are free Sunday. All children under 5 are free Saturday and Sunday.
All right, now let's mention the website, happyvalleycomiccon.com. Happy Valley Comic Con.com. Yeah, that end is con.com is a little trippy there.
I know.
I'll be honest.
I know.
The building is relatively new. I've never been inside the Nittany Valley Sports Center. How big is that building?
It's huge.
It's
about 48. Well, we have 50,000 square feet.
And you
50,000 square feet of fun.
And you folks plan to fill that?
We have last year, and we're going to fill it even more this year. So.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we have that whole Enterprise coming in now.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Maybe not that much. But originally, we were thinking of the Bryce Jordan Center, and actually our friends at the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau said, you know what, the Nittany Valley Sports Center is starting to expand out of sports and adding things. Like they have a home show there. So we went over there, and I think it's even better because it's just one huge big room.
Yeah.
There's no going down steps to get to this level, to get to that level. And then we also have room to expand even more so, because it's only the right-hand side of the sports center that we're renting.
Okay.
So we also have the different functions. We have a stage that we set up for the costume contest. We have space for tattoo artists.
Yeah, we Holy Truth. Yeah, I mean, they asked, and, hey, can we set up and do tattoos at your convention? And this was last year, and I was like, well, I'll sell you a booth, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a tattoo. I don't know the environment there. And they said they did gangbusters. They did incredible, and they were the first people to sign up for this year's convention.
Wow.
So, after sitting on the Enterprise, we could always put the Star Trek insignia tattooed on you somewhere if you want.
Oh, man.
And
this is great.
On top of that, we have a game room. We partnered up with Jake's Cards in Bellefonte, and they'll be hosting a Pokemon tournament and Magic the Gathering tournaments, which I'm not sure you guys know, but nerds like us know what those are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's out of my league, but I know it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is extremely cool.
Now, folks, let's be plain for listeners. You don't have to dress up to go to this event. You can just come.
No.
Okay. But
no, you don't have to dress up, but a lot of people choose to.
But I get the distinct feeling you two think a lot of people are going to dress up to come over to this thing, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And then we have three different costume contests. We broke them up into 18+. That's on Sunday, if I remember correctly. And then we have the 11 to 18, 17-year-olds, and then under 10, 10 and under on Saturday. And, I mean, everyone has a blast, and everyone takes pictures of everyone else. Like, oh, can I take a picture with you? Oh, can I take a picture with you? And it's just a fun, fun time.
Now, folks, I'm going to assume this describes you, but I've never done this, but some people, I think, sink serious money into some of these costumes and get-ups that they do. First off, do you folks do that, and do you have any stories on that? Because I think I've seen some astronomical numbers by some people at these different conventions across the country. What can you tell us there?
Me, personally, I'm usually either selling at a convention, or as Maureen and I are doing, we're promoting a convention and we'll be walking around. I do not personally dress up, but I know plenty of friends and people that do. We have a good friend, he's Lou Lazaro from the All Sports Museum. He will always dress up. He comes to conventions with me, and he'll dress up. Usually the best is obscure characters to see if anyone will recognize you. So I know the first time we experienced it, Maureen and I went to a Star Trek convention, and we decided to go out in the elevator, and here's this guy dressed up as a full officer, and I look at him, and it's like, Mike? Mike, is that you? It's like, Tom, how are you? And it's someone that I marched with the blue band with.
No,
as a trumpet player. So you never know, but people spend thousands of dollars to get their costume
but
correct.
A lot of them also, they're homemade.
Almost all of them. Yeah.
So, I mean, the money is spent, more on their own ideas of the costume. I don't know if you're familiar with Doctor Who, but there's a character called the Weeping Angel. So it's an actual statue of an angel. I remember this one woman painted herself from head to toe, and she made her own wings, and she just made her own outfit, and it was just very convincing.
They spend thousands, and it's a bigger feather in your cap if you can do it yourself. If it's, if you buy a store-bought one, I mean, sure, you're dressing up, but if you go into a costume contest, people want to see original pieces, costumes that are not that are not multi-made. I can't think of the word.
Just store-bought.
Store-bought, I guess, is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we had a guy dressed up as Thor. Last year, the winner was The Witcher, right?
Yes.
Right? Oh, he was, I don't know if you know The Witcher.
Yes.
It's, it was a Netflix series based on a video game. But he was spot on.
Huh.
I remember I had two people, a Superman and Wonder Woman, and they looked like they made their own costumes, but it looked authentic. And I had a booth, and booths are 10 feet wide. It took them a half an hour to go from one end of my booth to the other because they were being stopped all the time to get pictures taken with them. That's how good their costumes
are. Wow, that's cool. I tell you what, I got to be honest here. Now, I'm a sci-fi fan up and down. Doctor Who has just never done it for me. Now, our old friend Kev the old show.
Yeah, our old radio partner, maybe the single biggest Doctor Who fan in the entire country.
I mean, he's
maybe
huge.
On the planet. Like, I can't imagine anybody being more knowledgeable and more into Doctor Who than Uncle Kev was.
I'm trying to think, folks. Doctor Who, that goes back to the 1960s, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They just had, the 60th? I think it's 60th anniversary, yeah. Oh, Doctor Who is the longest-running sci-fi show of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. And they have gone through 14 actors, 15 actors, and it was an original theory on, okay, we need to switch to a new Doctor Who, but how can we do that? And they came up with this idea of regeneration, that at the end of one Doctor Who's life, he regenerates into another Doctor Who that still has kind of the memories of the previous, but they move on. And then with L. Whovians, there's always the major discussion, well, who's the best? Who was the best Doctor Who in the story? Your favorite?
Well, my favorite is Tom Baker, but of course there's David Tennant, and then Matt Smith, and they're my three favorite.
I have to go Tennant, even though I was brought up in the Tom Baker era. I really like David Tennant's work as the Doctor. Now, every actor has a slightly different take, but the sci-fi is there. I highly suggest, if you're into sci-fi, to give it another chance. It's quite different now. Back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or 60s, 70s, 80s, it was more cheesy, low budget,
graphics,
low budget displays, and now everything is state of the art. It's really good.
Listen, I thought Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan were both terrific, but Sean Connery is still... Oh, wait, no, I'm getting... I'm all mixed up. I'm sorry about that.
Come on.
Wrong English
show. He did a great job picking up after what's his face.
That is a fact.
Let me go... All right, now, folks, let me go a little obscure here. Do you expect to have any vendors or people dressing up and so on from any of these? Now, this one's not obscure. Game of Thrones. Does anybody do Game of Thrones?
Yes. Game of Thrones is still very big. I would love to get an actor or celebrity from Game of Thrones. They're kind of big money there.
We get Daenerys a lot.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people dress up as Daenerys.
Okay.
I do not look good as a Daenerys, but others... people do.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay, how about Babylon 5?
Wow, very good, yes. We get some those are one of those more obscure, and a lot of people, like Babylon 5, people consider as a Star Trek ripoff, but it's not. It's a completely different story, and it has great sci-fi stuff. But yes, we get Babylon 5ers.
Okay, how about Galactica, either the original version or the later version?
Dude, you're hitting them all. Yeah, we get Battlestar Galactica. Me, personally, I like the older version with Starbuck. And, well, Starbuck's a guy, I think, back then.
Yeah, in the original,
right?
He's a guy.
Starbuck was female.
In the newer version, Starbuck's a gal. It's a woman. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, a woman.
All right.
But
now,
I prefer, Richard Hatch and Dirk Benedict.
All right, now, if somebody dresses up at this, they should get bonus points. Space 1999.
I remember that,
I remember the show, and actually, you could watch it. What's it on? Freebie, actually.
Yeah.
They have the old episodes. But you know what? I don't think I've seen anyone dress up.
Oh.
No.
There's your opportunity,
you can be the first.
There it is. Space 1999 with Martin Landau and Barbara Bain. They were actors.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Yes.
All right, we only have 1 minute, so folks, let's recap this. When where, and how to get tickets. Go ahead.
All right. February 24th and 25th, 2024 at the Nittany Valley Sports Center. You can get tickets online right now at happyvalleycomiccon.com. Tickets are online, $18 for a two-day pass, $13 for Saturday, $8 for Sunday. All Penn State students are $6. Children under 10 are free on Sunday. Children under 5 are free both days. And we will be getting up more yard signs because we only had 4. So I don't know how yard you already signs. Saw one yes. of our yard signs.
That's how I found out about this. I saw a yard sign. There we go.
And you folks, must have been in Center Hall.
Center Hall. Why? Is that where you are?
Yeah, that's where we are, and that's where our yard signs are.
Oh, so there you go.
We have some more to put up, but with permission from different places.
I know where you live. All right, there we go.
And
folks, can we get a few tickets to give away? We'd love to do that.
Absolutely. We will be sending 10 tickets in the mail to you guys.
Woo-hoo.
And you could do 2 tickets per week up until the convention or whatever you would like to do. Maybe you guys, should I give you 12 so you two can come too?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Although we may end up giving them all away.
Still, yes. If I give you a free ticket, will we still have to buy you ice cream?
Well,
I can forego the ice cream if I get the free ticket.
There we go. Hey, folks.
Okay, our budget is tight here.
I understand.
Folks, we've got to take a break. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us here.